Right now, we're joined by Susan Brown of the Chapel Hill Public Library because it's time for Talking Books. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing fabulous.
That's good. I imagine you're doing fabulous because the Chapel Hill Public Library is about to get coffee.
Breaking news.
Right?
Hot off the presses.
Just so you know, that was actually me and Susan doing the doot-doot-doos. We don't actually have a sounder
that does that. No, that was an actual ticker, news ticker machine.
No, what we've got, got is this. That's what we've got.
The ticker noise was much cooler.
The ticker noise is a little bit cooler.
Breaking news. It's official. So we opened the new building 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I've been here almost exactly 4 years. I started a month after the building opened.
Yeah, you got all the credit for that.
I know, right? People are like, your building is gorgeous.
Great.
I was like,
yes,
thank
I built
you.
It myself from
I
scratch.
I had nothing to do with it. So one of the top five, maybe even top three comments that we get is this place is amazing. We love it so much. It would be more amazing and we would love it more if there were coffee.
Right.
So this year, thanks to my fabulous assistant director, Megan Rosen, who gets all the credit for the coffee. I mean, I'll take the credit.
Right,
it's really her.
Yes, yes.
She's the one who made this happen. She organized a series of pop-up coffee shops with a couple of vendors just to try, not as a competition or anything, just to say, what if we did coffee service here? What might we learn? What do we know? What do we not know? And so since then, the number one comment card has been, what did you do with the coffee?
Right?
Bring back the coffee.
Tease us for a couple of weeks with coffee and
so
then cruelly take
experiment.
It away.
Right. Yeah. It was just an experiment. And so we learned a lot. We did an RFP, mm-hmm. a request for proposals. And today, we are thrilled to announce, we told our stakeholders, should we go to commercial break and then come back like they do on, like, you know,
ooh,
like,
we totally can.
American Idol or The Voice or something.
Wait, do you want
the
to?
The results after the break. No. So we are so happy to announce that starting, I believe, in July or August, Gray Squirrel Coffee Company will be providing coffee service. Yay. Those were real claps, not a noise.
Yeah.
They will be providing coffee service at the Chapel Hill Public Library.
Nice.
So we're pretty excited.
Like on a more permanent basis then?
Yeah, they're ordering this custom coffee counter. It's not like a coffee cart. It's really, really beautiful. It's this beautiful pod, I think they call
okay.
it. It's going to be in the lobby, and we are providing this as a added amenity to our service. So we're
awesome.
Not running it. The town's not running it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a added service at the library to our users who have been asking for it for some time.
Awesome.
So they'll have hot drinks, cold drinks, maybe some prepackaged snack foods. And at the same time, we're also working on a redo of our lobby fixtures and furnishings. So by July, August, the library lobby, which is pretty popular now and people hang out all day long, is going to be even better with coffee.
Nice. I like it.
You heard
so
it
July
here first,
for that,
folks.
Right here, first time. Unless you get online and look up the town council emails like our news director, Blake Hodge, does. It's like, they're getting coffee back. Oh, my God.
Hey, Blake. Yes, coffee and more is coming. Yay.
That's cool. Very nice.
But we're not here to talk about coffee.
No, we're here to talk about books, so, which you can read while drinking coffee
that's right.
and will be able to come July.
Books and coffee go very
cool.
well
so there's
together.
A lot going on this week on the news, in the news,
usually
on the
we
air.
Pick a prompt.
Yeah,
one thing. We could not pick this week.
No, because we didn't really think about it, so.
Or prepare. I mean, we totally prepared.
No, we totally prepared.
We couldn't narrow it down. We have a rigorous process.
But, like, look at all the stuff that happened in the news today. So for people who are just joining us for this, this is the stack of news that has just sort of developed in the last couple of hours. State House Judiciary Committee approved the Raise the Age bill. We've been talking about that forever. Town of Hillsborough and the owners of the Colonial Inn reached an actual agreement, so the owners of the Colonial Inn are going to sell that property, and the eminent domain process will come to an end. State Senate leaders unveiled the budget plan. Richard Burr was one of the Republicans who actually joined the chorus against Donald Trump's firing of James Comey, and that's relevant because he chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee, so they've invited James Comey to speak, to testify in closed session next week. There's a court hearing on the magistrate recusal law, and the Center for Civil Rights had that rally at Peace and Justice Plaza earlier today.
And like, now all coffee.
Of this is just, and now coffee,
look
right.
at all that paper.
Yes. Look at all this stuff. This happened in the last, like, 12 hours. It's incredible. And, like, meanwhile, everyone is following Donald Trump firing James Comey, and, like, everyone is just engaging in this. How close is this to Watergate, really, on the spectrum of zero to Watergate thing? So everyone's talking about that. So there's a lot in the news. And Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, and that also corresponds with UNC graduation.
That's right. And you hit on all of those hard-hitting news topics, things of great import, and instead I choose to talk about Jane Austen.
Good.
Because that's what's important to me.
Yes, because there's a Jane Austen event
coming
up.
There's a Jane Austen event. So yes to everything happening at the state and federal level, and so many important demonstrations and meetings and places for people to speak about very important things.
But wait, there's more.
I retreat. When faced with so much in the world and so much stress, I do what Jane does. I retrench into Jane Austen, the world of Jane Austen. So I'm going to talk about, I'm just going to hijack or segue from
okay,
you.
Okay, go for it.
And talk about Jane Austen.
All right.
Because
well,
I want to.
Let me recommend All the President's Men by Woodward and Bernstein and just send it over to you.
Okay, that
Done.
Is a good book.
Done.
That is a good book and a
yep.
good movie.
And a really good movie, yeah. I was
okay.
surprised at how good a movie that was. I wasn't surprised. I was like going through the last few movies that
it's
I hadn't
Robert
watched
Redford
that I wanted.
And
Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really good.
That's
they're
a great
real
movie.
Good.
Okay,
yeah.
All the President's Men.
Yep.
But can I talk about Jane Austen
yeah,
now?
Go for it.
Seriously,
yeah.
please.
Yeah. Speaking
okay.
of All the President's Men, Jane Austen.
So tomorrow night, we have... So
oh
looking
my God,
at,
Robert what? Redford was... No, I'm kidding.
He could be Darcy. Wait, no, wait a minute. Anyways.
Not his age now.
So for those of you who, instead of, or in addition to talking about all of those things, tomorrow night we have a fabulous program at the Chapel Hill Public Library. As you know, as I've talked about, we are doing more and more adult public programs, and we have more and more partners. So we get to partner with UNC and their Jane Austen Summer Program. This is the second year that we partnered with them. If you are a Austenite or Austenphile, I think Austenite maybe, check out the UNC Chapel Hill Jane Austen Summer Program, which of course runs in the summer
yes.
and is about Jane,
Jane
Austen.
And is a program.
And is a program.
Yes.
This year, like last year, we are partnering with them to do a program at the library. So the idea is sort of town gown, bring what's happening at the university down the hill and then back up the hill to the public library.
Love it.
So tomorrow night, we have a program called A Truth Universally Acknowledged, the Enduring Popularity of Jane Austen. So this is a panel of speakers, including one of the library staffers, who's also, as we say in the calendar here, a top secret romance novelist. She's also an Austen fan. We have a couple of folks from the Jane Austen Institute at UNC, Professors James Thompson and Inger Brody. They're co-founders of the Jane Austen Summer Program, and they're talking about why Jane Austen is so darn popular after all this time. And if you look at it, there are Jane Austen retellings, there are those folks who have sort of, so things like Bridget Jones' Diary. That's
right,
a
right.
modern retelling of a Jane Austen story.
Yes.
Then you have all of the, maybe they're, I don't know if they're pastiches, but what's the term when, like, it's actually more like fan fiction, like people that loved Pride and Prejudice uh-huh. so much and they want to know what happened. So they wrote their own story.
Oh, yeah.
There's tons of those
yes,
out there.
Yes, yes.
And then, of course, there's things like Pride and Prejudice and
I think
zombies.
Unauthorized sequel is
there
the
we
the
go.
Word you're
unauthorized
for. Yeah.
sequel. So why is that? And why mm-hmm. are the movies still popular? And why do people? So our world has changed so much, but she, like Shakespeare and Dickens, are so popular, mm-hmm. her especially. So the panel tomorrow night is going to talk about why that is.
That's interesting.
That program is from 6:30 till 8. I believe it's in Meeting Room B.
Meeting
Come to the library
B.
and you'll see all the Austenites and you'll go to that meeting room. So,
cool.
awesome program. I wanted to recommend a really cool book that came in last year. If you love Jane Austen or if you love art or you love books in the history of books, there's a great book called Jane Austen Cover to Cover. And it's like a small coffee table size book. Mm-hmm. And it's all the different covers of all the Jane Austen books over the years.
Oh, nice.
So, from all over the
world. So just the way it's
sort
of been visually presented to people. Yeah.
So you can look at like the groovy like 70s paperback, like signet copy.
Right.
Or early editions, how ideas of feminine beauty have come down the ages, how we think they dress then. There's some great ones from the 60s with like flower children on an English estate trying to make Jane Austen relevant to then. It's really, really great. So if you like cover art and Jane Austen, I recommend the program and this book, Jane Austen Cover to Cover, 200 years of classic covers.
I like it. So a reminder again, that program is tomorrow.
6:30 till 8. May 11th, tomorrow night, 6:30 till 8. A panel of speakers.
Cool.
It's going to be really, really great.
That's actually a really good point, too. And it doesn't really occur to me, but like you think about the great writers of the 19th century, you mentioned Dickens. Like that's one of the first ones that typically pops into your head. Austen's more popular than Dickens is now, mm-hmm. I think. Like you think about A Christmas Carol is still sort of universally, perpetually popular, but like imagine a movie of Pride and Prejudice, like of which there have been several recently, plus you mentioned And Zombies, et cetera, et cetera. Like compare that with David Copperfield or Oliver Twist or A Tale of Two Cities. Like we're vaguely familiar with those, but a movie version of that comes out, we're not all rushing to the theater to see it, or something. Like there's something about Jane Austen that's just sort of perpetually popular in a way that Dickens is not, and I don't think like any other 19th century author.
Yes, and that was evidenced by the movie last year that came out, Love and Friendship, which was an unfinished novel of hers that what's his name, Whit Stillman,
yep.
Who's a very sort of modern sensible, or has a very modern sensibility, took that and kept it in the time period, so it's still that costume drama, but it really resonated and it was delightful. So from books to movies to whatever the format, her stories continue to resonate.
Is there another 19th century author that still does? Like Dickens, no. Mark Twain, I don't even know about Mark Twain.
I wouldn't say so.
Victor Hugo, maybe, because he's got both Les Mis and Phantom of the Opera, so he just dominates Broadway. But other than that, I don't know. I think it might be. I think Jane Austen won.
Probably so.
Yeah.
But then I was trying to remember. When did she die? She died in the 1817, so she was even
early 19th.
She's
early
even
19th
older
centuries.
And then she still continues to resonate.
Resonate is when you're sending out your
resume
to people.
When you automate your resume.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Enough about Jane Austen.
No, why do you think that is? Like, what is it? What is it you think about Jane Austen?
I don't know. You're going to ask me for deep thoughts, and I don't have any. Come to the program tomorrow night.
Okay.
And then I'll answer that question.
Fascinating. Okay, cool.
Your turn.
All right. No, I recommended All the President's Men. Do I have to recommend
you
more?
You had one book? One
I
book
I have
in
others,
you? We have a grab bag of prompts. I reached into the grab bag and pulled out Jane Austen.
Okay, I reached into the grab bag for books about government scandals. Okay, so there was the rally in support of the Center for Civil Rights. So we want to talk about civil rights. There's simultaneously a controversy in Chapel Hill Harbor and in Orange County about the Confederate flag and schools and Confederate monuments and the whole fight in New Orleans. So I want to recommend a couple books about civil rights and like really reaching back and trying to understand a part of American history that gets very often forgotten, or even worse, not just forgotten, but remembered wrong. And that's the history of Reconstruction in America. Mm-hmm. So I want to recommend two books. They're both long. They're both really fascinating reads. One of them is Black Reconstruction in America by W.E.B. Du Bois. And the other one is more recent, Reconstruction by Eric Foner. He's a great sort of more modern historian. I think he wrote Reconstruction in like 1987. Du Bois wrote Black Reconstruction in I think the 30s, but they're both like amazing books about the history of Reconstruction in America. And if you want to understand the history of civil rights, the history of race relations, if you want some historical context on the debates that are going on, those two books I think are essential.
Okay.
There you go.
I've also got two books. Let's
good.
Just keep
go
this going.
For it.
I'm
going
to reach in the grab bag, and I'm going to pull out Mother's Day as my prompt.
Yes.
So I was thinking of two stories or two books. One is Elizabeth Gaskell's book, Wives and Daughters, mm-hmm. which was also made into a movie. I think I've talked about her before. She wrote North and South. She's kind of like an author who's very much in the sphere of Jane Austen and the Brontes, but she's kind of forgotten. She also wrote Cranford, which was made into a fabulous PBS series. So her novels are wonderful, and Wives and Daughters is just about that. The mm-hmm. relationship of wives and daughters, mothers and daughters, and all set in that 19th century society of, you know, trying to marry right, and the mother's sole purpose is to marry her daughter off, and the daughter's sole purpose is to become a wife and have children, so on and so forth. So that's one book that came to mind when I pulled Mother's Day from the grab bag.
All right.
And the other one is a much more modern one. It is such a good book, and it actually makes me want to go back and reread it. I thought of The Joy Luck Club by Amy Tan.
Oh, yes. Oh,
which is, of course,
one, yeah.
all about, I mean, the characters in it are right. mothers and daughters, and they share their stories. They play mahjong. They eat. They talk. My mom was just in town for the last couple of days. We didn't play mahjong, but we ate, we talked, we caught up. It was just great. So thinking of Mother's Day, I would definitely recommend, if you've never read it or you haven't read it in a long time,
that's
The
a good
Joy
one.
Luck Club.
All right, awesome. Cool. All right, that's Talking Books for this week. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'll see you on, what is it, Thursday, 6:30 for the Jane Austen
yes,
event.
Yes, you got it. See you
All
there.
Right.